how great is our God. Let's sing it now. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? How many of you enjoyed Brother Darrell here Wednesday night? Was the word of the Lord wonderful? Amen. Praise the Lord. Just so glad for the word of the Lord. And it's changing us. You know, you may not see drastic changes, but little by little we are being changed. Aren't you glad the word of the Lord has that effect on you? That it can change your life. Somebody say praise the Lord. You may have to walk a little bit, but turn around, shake somebody's hand, tell them you're glad to see them in the house of the Lord on Saturday night. Play some more of that if you will. Joel Brown. Help us sing that tonight. Help us sing this.
Yes, how great is our God. Sing with me.
Sing it to Him.
Oh, hallelujah.
How great
is our God.
At His voice,
oh, how great!
Oh, sing with me,
how great is our God,
and all see
how great is our God.
How great is our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Just stay up here. We're going to sing some more in just a minute. We only got about three prayer requests, so if you'll just remain standing with me, Brother Wes, if you'd get ready to take us to the Lord in prayer. Sister Victoria Thomas from Georgia has called to request prayer for a man by the name of Kim Caldwell. He is currently in the hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, being tested for leukemia. Also, her husband is recovering from knee replacement surgery and is having a lot of pain and swelling. So let's remember these requests tonight. Now, I don't know how this is written out, but it don't sound like it's written exactly right, but we'll leave it right there, and if it needs to be changed, we'll change it. So let's remember all these requests as we pray tonight. Sister Connie Cook asked for prayer at the hospital with lung problems, so we want to remember that tonight. Also, please remember Pete Slagle and family in prayer. Pete's wife passed away unexpectedly yesterday, so we certainly want to remember that. We want to continue to remember Brother Randall Gisendanner. I believe he's maybe home now, if I'm not mistaken. Is he home, Brother Aaron? So we thank the Lord for that. Just pray that God will continue to touch and bless our brother. All the unspoken prayer requests tonight, if you have a need, we'll just commit these things unto the Lord. Are you glad you're serving a God that's big? Are you glad you're serving a God that cares about whatever's bothering you tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give him a real good hand clap of praise. Brother West, come tonight. Take us to the Lord in prayer. God bless you, my brother. Appreciate you.
Let's bow our heads. Father, these requests that are before us are very serious, Lord. And Lord, you never fail to let us know that you're present. You never fail, Lord, period. The healing's already been accomplished. It's already been done. Lord, I've seen so many people with things that were, like Brother Keith, who had incurable cancer, Lord. They said it was just almost no chance. He's just written off. And Brother Keith was able to speak in faith, Lord, a faith that you put in. He was able to claim a victory, Lord, and walk into the vision you gave him of a healthy Keith. Lord Jesus, we know that your word is real. We know that your promises are real. We know that you're never going to let us down as long as we stand on your word. Lord Jesus, this world is just gone over the edge. It's gone completely over the edge, but you've held us just like an anchor, just like you said you would, firm on the rock. The storms of this world coming against us, the sickness of this world, all the problems and the pain and the sorrow and the misery of this world have come at us, and we are still anchored to the rock. You're still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your servant's back there right now, Lord, one of the God-called men for this hour to preach us to a rapture. He's going to come out here tonight, Lord, and put himself aside and humble himself so that you can speak. Lord, so that your people can hear your word, so that we can come closer to you, because we know the next thing that we're to look for is the rapture. We know that you are coming, and you're coming soon in glory, Lord. And we know that none of these problems are going to follow us into the wedding supper. We're going there with you. We're going into the brightness of the sun. We're going to follow you to that table. We're going to sit down, and you're going to wipe the tears from our eyes. You are going to be there looking at us face to face, Lord Jesus. We love you so much. Thank you for what you're going to do, Lord. Thank you for what you're going to do tonight. Lord, we know that nothing is impossible with you. If we can come with the right attitude in one accord, looking for you, believing on you, anything is possible tonight. There is nothing impossible here tonight, Lord Jesus. Make it real to us. Increase our faith. Give us the strength to follow you, to worship you, to believe on you like we should. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Now, somebody over in the library just a few minutes ago said, now you get in there and get us started tonight. I said, well, you get in there and help me get us started. So let's all just do this, that we get started together. Is that all right? Amen. Praise the Lord. You'll get what you put in. Whatever you want to get out of it, that's what you'll get tonight. How many of you come to have church? How many of you come to worship? How many of you come because you're a believer? How many of you come because you know it's your duty to be in the house of the Lord? Somebody say it's the truth anyway. Amen. Now the song we're going to sing tonight, Brother Homer Longoria, of course, is with us this weekend, and I know you're excited about that. But he said that he always hated this song so bad. It's a gospel song, but Brother Mike, he always hated this song. It's called Farther Along. But he said until he heard Brother Joel sing it, he automatically fell in love with the song. So let's sing that. Tempted and tried. We're off made to wonder. Ushers, come and get the money tonight while we get ready to sing this song. If you're visiting, God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Streamers, God bless you tonight. Amen. Let's sing it. Tempted and tried, Brother Joel.
Tempted and tried, we're off made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others,
oh, yes,
living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Oh, Father, along we'll know all about it.
Amen.
Father,
yonder, aren't we? Praise the Lord. So good to be in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just so good to be in love with Him, Brother Terry. Living right don't become a drudgery. Coming to the house of God is not something I dread. I do it because I'm in love with my Lord. Are you in love with Him tonight? Are you really in love with Him? Amen. Let's give Him one more good hand clap of praise tonight.
If you want to know where I'm going,
oh, let's sing it.
Where I'm going,
oh, someday soon. Anybody ask you?
Oh, if anybody asks you,
thank you, Lord.
Where I'm going,
someday
can take the pain.
Blue devil,
the heartache that life brings. I have comfort in knowing I'm gonna soon be gone. As God gives me grace, I'm gonna run this Christian race.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Until I see my Savior face to face. That life brings.
Oh,
I have comfort in knowing I'm gonna put on wings and fly away. You know God gives me grace each and every day to run this Christian race. So with that, I know I'll see my Savior.
While we've got you up here, we just might as well wear you out.
Might as well
wear you out a little bit. Let's do that as Brother Homer gets ready to come. So glad to have Brother Mike Howell and Brother Homer Longorius with us tonight. Are we glad to have them in the service? Praise the Lord, Brother Mike. God bless you. Thank you for bringing him up here, buddy. Praise the Lord. Let's sing this. Brother Joel is going to sing Brother Jules' song tonight. There is a difference between the two.
Yes, sir.
You're a little bit prettier than him.
Uh-oh.
But let's sing this song tonight. Won't it be a time when we get over yonder? We may as well get warmed up over here a little bit. Hadn't you get warmed up? Go ahead and get warmed up a little bit.
Do my.
Sing it, buddy.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. I said, won't it be a time? Time.
time. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're so glad to have Brother Homer with us tonight. I told him just a few minutes ago, I said, Brother Homer, the people are glad you're here. And I'm going to give you a rose while you can smell it, buddy. The last time you was here, I never heard you preach any better in my life than you did when you was here last. And we're just excited tonight. We're excited for what the Lord's going to give our brother. We're going to pray for him, aren't we? The one and only Homer Longoria.
Oh, my. Good evening, folks. Good to be here. I don't know why I'm here. And I told Donnie, Brother Donnie, I said, I was just there. And your people is going to be real mad. No wonder you gone. Ain't funny. Hey, man. What I think he's doing is he feels like the older I get, the better use him. Because time running out. And I get to get in that place where he's saying, won't that be a time? God knows I need some new parts. Amen. I need some new parts. Amen. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to be happy. Amen. I believe the Word of God makes you happy. Even when it's correcting you, it still makes you happy. Because, you know, we were living in other dispensations, you know, that they didn't make us, amen, straighten up. Everything went. Everything was good. Everything, you're going to make it, you know. And we thought, Lord, you know, when I finally God got me into the truth, I thought, Lord, you know, you're going to kill me or you're going to make me alive. And so I guess he made me alive. Amen. 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 And so tonight, maybe by the help of the Lord, maybe just try to all them guys off this platform, I ain't going to sing. And y'all know that. Amen. Amen. I want you to look with me, if you would, in 1 Timothy. Amen. Just maybe just for a little while, if we could tonight. Amen. Just look at the scripture. Amen. And see if God help us tonight. I believe he will. And, amen. And I prayed, and that's all I knew to do. Amen. And now to yield myself to the Lord, and I just pray that God will bless you. I want you to look with me at 1 Timothy chapter chapter 2, and read one verse of Scripture, and see from there what God will do for us. Now, Brother Donnie, you know, he was got you all wound up for Sunday. Darrell broke the bowl Wednesday night. And I'm going to slow it down. And y'all appreciate Darrell seeing all the places he's going to go. He'll be back. Amen. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. For there's one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And if I could take a thought tonight, I'd like to take on the thought, the right kind of mediator. The right kind of mediator. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, God, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for what we've already felt in this time, Father. And we ask you, Father God, that you would help us, anoint us afresh tonight, Father. And I just ask you, Father, that you would just be so mindful of what we have to say tonight. Will it be glorifying to you, Lord? Bless your people tonight, God, and we're so honored to be able to be here, Lord. Bless the pastor, Father, tonight, wherever. And I just ask you, Lord, to have your way, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. If I could look at that maybe just for a little while, man, you know, not trying to, amen, get in a hurry, but I don't, you know, used to when we was preaching with cassettes, they say put one tape on or two tapes, you know, so just cut it to half and half and half, you know. So we won't keep you tonight, amen. You can almost get supper when you get out. Amen. Amen. But, you know, a right kind of mediator, amen. The word mediator, it says one who intervenes between the two. And either in an order or to make or to restore peace and friendship. Amen. So I'd like to maybe just take for a little while tonight on what God has done. And Brother Branham says it like this. Amen. He came, amen, and he said, Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and man. Amen. His blood was shed once for all. He took his own blood and he entered into the sanctuary of God and he sat down at the right hand of God. He's the only mediator. He's the only intercessor. He's the only blood. The only spirit is the Holy Spirit, and I believe it with all that's within me. That's right, you see. Anything that substitute to that has got to be wrong. Amen, if it's contrary. Amen. See, any kind of sensation is wrong. It's got to be the Spirit, and the Spirit in you, amen, makes you live the life, right? Amen. And performs, amen, what is supposed to do, the works of God. Amen. So tonight, maybe just for a little while, I want to look at that, amen, the right kind of mediator, because we had to have one. We had to have one. And so God, amen, he figures every one of our problems, and he shows us, amen, he's already took care of that. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So the prophet of God says like this, he said, now I want you to notice, amen, he said, now brother, when I see God, the God of heaven, amen, fortified his throne, his beauty, and all that he was, amen, to be born on top of a manure pile, to be wrapped in swaddling cloth, and to be made fun of by his signs and his wonders, to be called the devil, amen, amen. We should be ashamed, amen, we should not be ashamed of him. No, sir. Let this classic world do whatever they want to, amen, but to me, he's a super sign. The Holy Ghost in me screams out, it makes me act funny and crazy, like a crazy man to the world. But I can't deny him, amen, who has done so much for me. Amen. He took my place in death. Amen. He took my place in death. Amen. Amen. He come from his pearly white throne to become a man to taste my suffering. Amen. I want you to think about that tonight. Amen. This guy called Jesus Christ, amen, has come to be the right mediator between me and my suffering. And every one of us has gone through some kind of suffering. Amen. But he said, I want you to know I've been there. I've been there where you're suffering. See, it ain't made me thinking, well, he's suffering, but he don't know what I'm going through. But he said, I've suffered what you suffer. Amen. Because he had to do that to be the right kind of mediator. Amen. Because if he don't know what I'm feeling, he can't be the right kind of mediator. Amen. Because he don't know how I feel. Amen. Are you with me now? Amen. So this guy, amen, he comes down and he enters in to my suffering. Amen. Not only that, amen, the prophet of God said he entered in to my temptations. Right. I'm going to preach in here. Yeah. You don't know, amen, church, amen. He entered into our temptations. And every one of us is tempted by something all the time. Amen. Temptation, amen. Every day that you live in this world, you're tempted, and he knows exactly how you feel. Thank God. Thank God that I got somebody on my side. Thank God, amen. When we go before him, he tells me, he said, I already know about it. I feel what you're feeling. I see what you're seeing. Amen. Amen. I'm suffering right along with you. I'm not just saying, hey, I made a way for you. I'm suffering with you. I'm suffering with you. Amen. I feel that same thing. My. Amen. That's almost too good. Amen. Because, you know, a lot of people said, you know, I feel for you. No, they don't feel because they don't enter into it. But when they enter into that, they can feel what you're suffering. Amen. And that's the only way he could ever be the right kind of mediator is when he entered in to my suffering. He entered into my temptation. Amen. And I got a lot of temptations. You do too. Amen. Amen. And so when he entered into that, amen, when I go to bed at night, he says, hey, look, I've already felt what you felt. I see what you see. I've suffered what you suffer. Amen. Why? Because you don't, amen, you don't know, amen, what I'm going through with. And somebody, amen, I can't tell you, but I don't have to tell him because he entered into it. I don't believe you hear me. Huh? He entered into that. Amen. So when I laid down with him, amen, he felt what I felt. Me and Mike, we drive down the road, amen, we can talk about, amen, certain so things, but he can't feel what I feel. He can sympathize, but he can't feel. Glory to God anyhow. Amen. Amen. It's okay. So now, amen, he entered into my temptations. Amen. So he said, look, now temptation is not sin. Amen. Heeding to temptation is sin. When you heed to it, amen, then it becomes sin. But as long as you're tempted, it's not sin. Amen. Because temptation of sin, amen, Jesus would have been a sinner. Glory! Aren't you glad, church, that somebody knows how you feel? You're not in this thing alone. Amen. He's with you. Is that right? Amen. So he says, amen. He said, so what I did to be the right kind of mediator, I go through, amen, my temptation, but he knows what's tempting me. Because you know what? He's right there being tempted with me. I don't believe you're hearing me. He's being tempted of my temptations. Right? Because he's seeing me, Brother Jim, all the way through this thing. And that's the only encouragement I have. See, their suffering goes with temptations. Right? There is suffering that goes with temptations. You suffer that thing. It bothers you. But he said, I want you to know I'm the mediator that stands between you and the problem. And I feel what you feel. I see what you see. Praise the Lord. Amen. You say, well, man, you know, I tell you what, God, you must be in a bad shape. But he said, I can't be nothing else if I don't know what you're going through. He can't say that as a figure of speech. He has to feel that. Amen. To be the right kind of mediator, he has to feel that. He has to be there. Amen. Amen. See, Brother Branham said, God, Spirit, could not do that. He had to drop down in time. Amen. And Brother Branham said he picked up, amen, the same kind of body we picked up. And he said, you know what? He came and he lived 70. That's the kind of body he picked up. Hey, that's what y'all got. Some of you get a bonus. We get past that. Right? Amen. So maybe you live a little bit longer. But amen, the body was, the scripture was, 70. So Brother Branham says that that's the kind of body he picks up. Amen. A body of 70. So he can walk the earth like we do in the same kind of body with the same kind of temptations. Or else he wouldn't know what you felt. You don't think I'm crazy yet, do you? Amen. It's going to get better then. Amen. See, he says now, he tasted. Tasted. You know, my suffering.
Amen.
Right? He tasted my suffering.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He knew exactly what I was going to go through with him when I lost my wife. He knew exactly. He said, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. I saw death. Lazarus Amen. He saw that. Amen. He comforted them because he could enter into that. Is that okay? See, you know, you got to feel something. You got to be able to go through that. Right? How many people tell you, I know how you feel? Here's a story people tell you a lot of time. They said, Brother Homer, you lost your wife. I know how you feel. I said, you still got yours. Oh, yeah. Oh, but my daddy died. Duh. I said, ain't the same. My God, that ain't the same at all. I never slept with my daddy. I never ate with my daddy. Very few times, you know, growing up, I did. You don't know what it means. Hey, I lost my mama. Duh. You don't know what I feel. I lost a sister. That's not the same. It's not the same. Amen. So he has to fix it. He has to go through some of this. Right? Amen. You've lost some of yours. Some of you lost yours. Amen. They don't know how you feel if you've never been there. Right? You don't know how they feel. You can say all kind of things. I know how you feel. I know how you feel. Amen. I lost my best friend. So? Amen. Oh, I read something the other day. I said, God just knowed exactly what I needed. He always does. Because you know why? When I moan and groan, he knows exactly what I'm doing. So he sent me a letter the other day. Brother Mem said, yes, he said, Brother Ben, well, I love my wife then. She's gone on. Sure, more than I do now. More than I do now. Amen. He said, more than I do now. He said, I don't know how that could be, but it will. See, she will be mine. She'll be my companion. Amen. Why you look like that? I'll still want her. I said, God just has a way to fix it. Because he sends a prophet. Why? Why? Because that prophet was going through the same thing. So God sends him a letter to send on down to us. Praise the Lord. Let me give you another good one then. Amen. You said, amen. He said, look, he said, there be no children. No, nothing. No children, he said, that we'll have. Amen. But the children we have on earth will be with us. So get used to them, babies. If they're born again, he said. If they're born again, they'll be with us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can you imagine, church? Amen. What we've got in this hour to encourage us, to keep us abreast. Amen. Because why? This man called Jesus, amen, had to be the right kind of mediator to fulfill everything that we're going through with. Isn't that something? Amen. Amen. And so all your temptations, all your trials, and all of these kind of things, church, amen, it's not going to be, amen, you're not doing it by yourself. Amen. Amen. You say, well, God's made a way and he's fixed all of this. Sure. But I want you to know, I want somebody that's there. To feel what I feel. That's the only person can comfort you. That's the only person can soothe you. That's the only person, amen, can help you in that kind. Amen. Why? Amen. Because he says, I've got it fixed for you. Listen to this. Is this all right? Brethren, Brother Branham talking about, he said, brother, I've suffered much in my body. Jesus bore in his body suffering that he may become the right kind of mediator. Right? Because him being God made flesh so he could suffer. He could feel the pains of infirmity. He could feel that. Amen. If he never felt that, he don't know what you're going through with when you're sick. Amen. Isaiah 53 tells me, he bore my grief. He bore my grief. So he knows how I feel when I'm grieving. He bore my sorrow. He bore my sorrow. Why? Because him being the right kind of mediator, he could bear, amen, and know exactly what I'm going through with.
Amen.
He knowed exactly what you're going through with because he bore. Amen. He packed them, amen, according, amen, to the prophet of God. He packed that. He knowed how I felt. And I thought, God, amen. It gave me consolation. It gave me, amen, a better feeling. Amen. I'm not alone in this thing.
Amen.
You say, well, there's other people, amen, that's been in the same condition. Amen. I'm still me. You still you. And you still needed somebody to help you pack this, bore this, through this. And you say, amen. Amen. Why? Because he done it. Amen. Can I go on a little further? Amen. He bore our infirmities. Amen. So what did he say was, infirmity means it's either physical or mental weakness. And we've been there. He bore our infirmity. He bore our weakness. Sometimes, Brother Terry, I get pretty weak. But he said, I bore that. I fixed that. I bore it for you. Amen. That's the kind of mediator we have in this hour. Somebody, amen, that cares. Someone to care. Someone to share. All your troubles, amen. Amen. There he is, amen, to bear your infirmity. To bear your weakness. To bear your conditions, amen. I know what he's going through. I can comfort him. I can refresh him. I couldn't refresh him before I came to be a man. Now I can feel, I can pack his infirmities. Oh, I tell you what. Amen. That's what makes me shout. It ain't music. Amen. That's what makes me shout. When somebody had that kind of love that would take, amen, I'll take your suffering. Put it on me. You say amen.
Amen.
He said, I'll tell you what, I'll bear them for him. I'll take that trouble.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes we get so weak physically. You don't even know how to pray anymore. And he said, I'll bear when you're physically weak. I've been there. I fell on the cross for you. I was weak. I got weak. Amen. I was trying to bear your infirmity.
Amen.
What a mighty God.
Amen.
My Bible said it pleased him to bruise him so he could feel what I feel. In my darkest hour, he could feel what I feel. When I fell under that physical load, I was weak. I was a man. And you say amen. But he said, I'll tell you what. I lifted your load. When you were so weak, you didn't feel like praying. You just want to lay down. When you're so weak, I bore your weakness, your infirmity. That's the kind of God we have. That's the kind of mediator we got. Amen. Somebody, amen, that lift us up. Now, you know, it's not us trying to believe. It's because we're believers. He bore our infirmity. Amen. He bore that for us.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I'll take care of this for you. Amen. Amen. You know what? He knew I could not walk this alone.
Amen.
But I just couldn't gain comfort from just anybody. I needed that special something. Just like you. Why? Amen. He said he bore my sins. When I was a sinner, amen, I couldn't snap out of it. I couldn't snap out of it. I had too much encouragement of the world.
Amen.
I had too much pull of the world. Amen. But he said, I tell you what, I become sin that you can become me.
Amen.
Paul said, amen. He said, what? Amen. He became me. Amen. Amen. That you may become me. Amen. Because he knew what sin was. He saw the price of sin. And he said, I've got to go down there. And I've got to feel how it feels to be a sinner. Amen. Now, God wasn't a sinner. Christ wasn't a sinner. But he bore. And when you bear something, you feel what it feels like. You feel what it feels like. Amen. Amen. And all of a sudden, he felt what it felt like. Amen. To be in that kind of condition. Amen. Because you could not talk to nobody. Somebody might have encouraged you. Somebody might have got you to the altar. Somebody might have done all these kind of things. But it took him.
Amen.
Song says, when I couldn't go to him, he came to me.
Amen.
And he bore my infirmity. I just want to say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Louis always says, if you love him, amen, clap your hand, praise the Lord. Hey, when you find out that somebody took your place.
Huh?
Amen. When somebody took your place. I remember a story one time. This little guy, he never had no lunch, and he got stealing lunches at school, and all of a sudden, you know, they got together and made a proclamation that, hey, whoever we find doing this, he said, what we do is he has to take his shirt off and we strap him on the back. So many straps. And so, you know, one day they found this little guy. And he was caught. And he said, well, I have nothing to eat at home. And he said, well, you know, the penalty is to take your shirt off. And so this guy walks up and he said, sir, if you don't mind, would you lay a stripes on me? Would you lay it on? You know what? Amen. Church, that's what this guy did for us. Just take them stripes and put them on me. Take this and put it on me. Oh, you say, well, Brother Homer, amen, this is not exciting. Oh, it ain't. Walk that load by yourself and see if it, how exciting it is. Go through some of these things, amen. Go through some of this suffering by yourself sometimes. Tylenol will only go so far. Right? Surgery only goes so far. But there's one that could comfort you all the way home. That's the one that, amen, could judge between what you're going through because this is what I feel. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Watch what he says. He said he could feel the pain of my infirmity. He could feel it. He could feel that. Amen. So he could turn around and say, Father, lay it on me. Amen. I want some of this trouble that Homer's going through with. Or are you going through with? Brother West, amen. Many things we go through. Many ups. Many downs. He had the same thing. Amen. Amen. So the prophet of God says, he says, oh my. He said, look, yes, sir. I read in the book somewhere. He said, look, why would a man that was so full of power like him would ever be sick? Yes, sir. I read it in a book somewhere. Amen. And when he raised the boy up from the widow Nam, amen, he said, I believe the prince of the house of David said, amen, so he said he groaned with a headache. See, he said he bore our infirmities. He said he bore. Bear means to pack, see? Amen. He bore. Amen. And he had all these things. He had sickness. He had them. But he bore them, see? He had temptations. He had troubles. You're not going through trouble by yourself. No matter who knows and who don't know, amen, you had one that could stand between you. You had one that could stand between you. Amen. When you were suffering and when you was going through this, amen. He said, look, I felt your pain. You ever been hurting so bad? So nobody feels that. You don't know what the wife would tell me, she said, I know what, I said, no, you don't. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how I feel. You don't know the pain that I got.
Hey, Brother Homer. Oh, my. Think about it.
And I didn't.
No.
She didn't. But he did. He said, I feel your pain. Jim, when you hit me with that basketball, Jack didn't feel my pain. I felt it alone. This is 100 years ago. I feel your pain. He said, I was there. I felt your pain.
Amen.
Why? Because he said, I had to. Because I had to be the right kind of mediator. Amen. I had to do this. I had to feel that. I couldn't just sympathize with you. But he said, look. Amen. Sometimes you think you're at your lowest ebb. He said, I bore your troubles. Then why are we always so uptight? He said, I bore your troubles. He said, I bore your troubles. Huh? You know, we have prayer requests. You know, we have prayer requests. You know, and we try to enter in. We try to enter in as much as we can. We try to enter in. But here's one was right in there when you was in that greatest trouble. When you was in your greatest trouble, he said, I bore your trouble. And I said, you mean somebody bore this that I'm going through? He said, I did. Amen. Like I said, maybe Donnie will come home tonight and I won't have to come back in the morning. Amen. He said, look, he said, I bore your troubles.
Amen.
Why y'all sing that song? Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. And we pick them up and carry them back. Come on, you pray for a lot of saint people all the time. I told a lady not long ago. I said, she come to the altar every time for the same thing. I said, hey, what I want you to do now is run up and down this aisle. We ain't praying. I said, start thanking God. I said, we done prayed two times so far. They want me to heal them. I can't even heal myself. Because I'm already healed. Right? I said, now what you need to do is, hey man, is like Brother Bram told about Abraham, he said, now water it with praise.
Amen.
So I said, just take up down here, run up down the aisle here. Well, if you don't, if you don't put them to work somewhere, they ain't gonna always do the same thing. I don't care. Amen. Brother Bram says a lot of times you keep going through the same thing, just weakens your faith. I told my sister the other night, she called me, she was having some trouble, and they was talking some trouble, and I said, hey. And she said, you know, I pray, and I said, you know what? Amen. I said, now, why pray? I said, everything's took care of, now pray for your faith. Ask God to strengthen your faith. I said, because everything else he done took care of.
Amen.
He took care of everything else. So I said, so now, what you got to do is, Lord, increase my faith, do something for my faith, because, hey, you can't do nothing outside of what you done. So now pray for my faith that I can believe, amen, that it's fixing to happen. I said, you said the same prayer over and 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 over. Don't you think God is off somewhere on a journey? I said, he's took care of everything.
Amen.
I said, that's what kind of mediator he has. He's took care of it. Now your faith is what's doing it. Amen. You know what? She told me, she said, I'm real glad I called you.
Amen.
You know, it's the same thing. Amen. God, what can God do? Brother Bram told us, he said, if he's here with his suit on, he couldn't heal you. I've already done it. Glory to God. I said, some people don't want to get well, they lack the sympathy. Brother Brown said, he's the right kind of mediator. Now I want you to listen. He bore my frustration. Now he's got a job. Oh, come on. Work, whatever you're doing, frustration is really closed. I said, God, if you bore my frustration, you're in a mess. I didn't know I was preaching to angels. I just didn't. Get me in traffic. Get me going through Atlanta. Oh, yeah. Frustration ain't the word. I was trying to find which one had the halo and which one didn't. Why would he want to bear something you don't have? Now he says, to be the right kind of mediator, he has to bear my frustration. Now, he says, frustration, according to Brother Branham now, and according to the dictionary, frustration means feeling, the feeling of being upset. Or annoyed. Now, he bore this. How did he bear it if he didn't have it? Somebody call Dunn and get him back here for a day. Leave his family wherever he is and fly back home. It's a feeling of being upset. He got real frustrated in the temple. And that's why sometimes we preach a little bit hard in the church because we get a little frustrated at the people. He said it's a feeling of being upset and annoyed. Especially because of inability to change or to achieve something. You ever been? I don't want to ask you if you had or hadn't, but he was there. If he hadn't been there, that's what kept me saved. Yeah, it kept us saved. Where you at? That's the truth. Yeah, you're so frustrated sometimes. He had to know what I felt like. Or he couldn't have done it. He couldn't have put that in there. He wouldn't have allowed the prophet of God to say. He bore, the right kind of mediator, bore my frustration. Praise the Lord. I'm out of here just a minute. We'll sing the benediction and go home. Amen. What did you say? Brother Branham says, sometimes I feel like screaming with frustration. No, that's not prophet. He don't do that. That's the definition of it. He said, sometimes I feel like screaming. I know you never done that, Terry. I mean, you're a good mail carrier and all this kind of stuff, you know. Pretty good rank in the service and all this kind of stuff. Never had that to worry with, huh? What if he wouldn't have been the right kind of mediator? Amen. Where would that put us? Amen. To, somewhere, amen, by him being that, he could calm us down. He could give us some peace. He could bring something in. Amen. Amen. He could show us, amen. Amen. Look, I got this. I can handle this. I got it fixed for you. I know what you're going through. Amen. If you want to cry, go ahead and cry. Amen. It don't matter. Amen. You just go ahead, because I'm going to tell you what. Amen. Amen. I know what you're feeling. And when he knows what I'm feeling, amen, then he gives us comfort. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Amen. How many times, amen, have we walked the floor at night? And we're saying we're trying to touch him, trying to touch him. Amen. Why try to touch him when he's there? He told me, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you even in you to the end of this thing. So he's not going to never leave me. Amen. Why? He didn't save me to lose me. Amen. So I'm not worried about being lost. Amen. But the things I'm going through with in life, amen, it bothers me. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. Sometime, what, you know, he says, you know, look, man, Brother Brown says it like this. He said, God could not suffer in the spirit. He had to become flesh to feel the pain of sickness. He couldn't suffer in spirit, but he had to become, he had to feel the temptation of lust. That ain't necessarily for men or women. That's for a lot of material things. Somebody always say, boy, lust, amen, it's always either a woman or a man. You know, no, not necessarily. You see, boy, amen. You know, like Brother Brown said, there be as many penniers as millionaires in hell. Right? Amen. So he says, amen. So he said, he had to become the right kind of mediator to feel the temptation of lust. To feel temptation of want. Hey, this is home, okay? We have wants a lot of times. That's right. Well, you want and you can't get. So he felt. Is it something about how y'all like to shake your head? Oh, is that daily exercise? It's amazing, isn't it? Don't have to have no chiropractor now. Something in it. See, in a lot of time people are thinking about, oh my, he's fixing to tell me what I'm doing. No, I'm not. I'm telling you somebody going through it with you. I'm telling you about somebody's going to go through it with you. I'm going to tell you somebody, amen, was there when you got there. He was there when you got there. And when you was going through that, he got there. Amen. And Brother Brown said he was tempted with want. Amen. Isn't that amazing? I've had a lot of wants. Amen. Now everybody does. Remember when we used to have a Sears Roebuck catalog? We spent a lot of time just wishing. I know you young people don't understand that. You ought to have been born in my decade. Huh? That's right. And after you wish so long, you still didn't get it. Amen. But he said he was tempted but won't. That's because he's the right kind of mediator. Because every one of y'all went through some of that. As well as me. See, I couldn't preach this unless I had been there. I couldn't do it. Amen. Because you know what? Every one of them fit me. You know, when I was raised as a boy, times was hard. We couldn't have everything we wanted. Amen. It was tough. And there's a lot of things we wanted we could not get. Then a prophet of God comes along and tells me he was tempted with woman. Quite a deal, Aunt Jean. Quite a deal, isn't it? We weren't born with a silver spoon. They're just silver coated. Watch what he says. He was tempted. Amen. Because he had to be that to be the right kind of mediator. Watch what he says. Amen. He was tempted with the, he felt the temptation of want, to feel temptation of hunger. Are you with me? To feel, amen, amen, to feel that temptation of the power of death, that he might take upon himself and stand in the presence of the great Spirit, Jehovah, the Spirit, not man, the Spirit to make intercession to this life. Praise the Lord. And Jesus took that in order to make intercession for us, for he knew how it feels when you get sick. He knows how it feels when you get sick. He knows how it feels, amen, when you're tempted. He knows how it feels. Amen. And I thought, thank you, Lord, for being this kind of person. That now when I go before you, I've got a different feeling. Because I know now you're making intercession for everything that I'm going through with. And I thought, Lord, you must love us so unreal. Amen. To do what you've done. You know, mom, dad, mom, you know, you'll go a limit for your kids. Right? Amen. And you know, there's certain childhood diseases they go through, and you went through that. And you know, and you'll explain to them, I went through this, and this is what happens, and this is what. Well, you're trying to be the mediator between it and that sickness. Amen. You're trying to make them feel good. They're going through it. But you're trying to help them and how they feel. And I thought, you know, this is what has happened to me. He went through this. He knows how I feel. So he turns around and he comforts me. He didn't necessarily take me out. He didn't take me out of it. But he went through and let me know, I feel what you feel. I see what you're going through with. And I'm here to be your comforter. I'm here. Amen. Amen. As your mediator. Amen. Amen. We can make this. Amen. You know, this trouble you're in, we can make this. Amen. He said that's the reason he became a teenager. Amen. He wanted to know how you felt. You say, Mom and Daddy don't know how I feel. Well, I tried to raise four. Then I ended up with grandkids. And then I ended up gray-headed. And they tell me, they said, Daddy, Papa, you don't know how, you don't know. And I said, I've been there. I know. I can't take you out of this. I can't do away with this. But I do know how you feel. I know what kind of course it's going to run. Because I've been there. Amen. I feel what you feel. I cry with you. Amen. When you're sick. Amen. I thought, you know, amen, you know, and I ain't no good for my great grandkids and grandkids. They heard I cry. why are you here? You know, you can't do nothing. You ain't done but crying. I thought, my, I've been hurt before. My, they get a wash thing, you know, and I cry for that. I said, what's the matter with you? Wait a minute, you know, hey, you ain't feeling this. I said, yeah, but I have. I have felt, I've been stung a lot of times. Amen, amen. But I can feel what you're feeling. And you know, I can sympathize. That's what he done. That's what he done for us. He felt. Amen. So he said, I feel what you feel. Amen. You know, and he said, you know, young people say, well, you don't know what I'm going through with. Yes. If I don't, he does. He does. He takes you through that. He's there. Amen. He's a step ahead of you. He's right ahead of you. Amen. He said, man, we've got this trouble. We got this trouble at school. We got all this trouble. He said, yeah, but I'm bearing your troubles. Just keep on coming. Just keep looking to me. Just keep your head up. Amen. Amen. I'm your comforter. I'm the one. Amen. I'll see you through this. And you say, amen. Amen. So he says, amen. He became a teenager that he could feel what they suffering, what they going through with. Amen. Why? He, one time he was a teenager. Can you imagine him being a teenager and hearing all the stuff? What mom and daddy's talking about. Illegitimate. Huh? Ain't that the Bible? The Bible said, amen, we be not born fornicators and all this. Amen. He's here. I mean, he's a teenager. He's going through the teenage stage. So he knows what y'all going through. You know, a lot of time we see him and said, my, it's hard. It's hard. You know, it's so hard. You know, we got so many laws. No, you don't got many laws. You got a helper. Because I don't care if you're in the world or not. You're going to go through the same problems. You're going to go through it. Amen. Sinners go through the same problems teenagers as Christians do. Right? They just don't have the right kind of mediator. Amen. To see them through. That's the reason we encourage them. Amen. You can make it. Amen. It will work. I do feel. Amen. What you feel. Amen. Amen. And so the thing about it is, you know what? Amen. When Jesus was here on earth, amen, he walked around her and he heard all the, you know, the religious gossip. And still in him, he said, look, I can help y'all.
Amen.
I can help you. I can be a help to you. Amen. 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 So, you know, that's a lot of times, you know, you take Brother Donnie. Brother Donnie can help you. If you listen, and then you heed, amen. Why? Because God has given him the what to help you. Amen. That's the same way tonight. I prayed, Lord, what am I going to say? What am I going to say tonight? And it's the only thing come up. Because why? It's something we need to help us to get over every hump in life. Church life is going to get harder. Amen, it's going to get harder. Amen, it's already hard. It's going to get harder. And the world is going to get wickeder. But with the right kind of mediator, we'll press through it. Because it's going to be a press. Amen. When Brother Branham comes beyond the curtain of time, amen, he said, press the battle. Press the battle. Amen. Why? Because you're going to come back to where I'm at. So, amen, press the battle. Amen, you got somebody leading you through it. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what, church. Amen. And you get a real, amen, commander and officer. Amen. He won't put you in the back. He won't get in the back of it. He gets in front of it. Amen. He said, hey, look, we can do it. We are equipped. We are who we are. We're an American. Amen. Let's go. We're Christians tonight. Amen. We got the right kind of mediator. Let's go. Amen. Let's get this thing over with. Amen. And let's press it like we've never pressed before. We're sons and daughters of God. We cannot lose because our mediator is going before us. He's intervening for us. Praise God anyhow. Amen. Amen. All I know to do is, amen, buckle up a little bit tighter. Amen. Amen. Church, I want to tell you what. There's a man that felt everything, amen, that I feel. Amen. I can press this thing. Amen. 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 Musicians, you come. Look, temptation was for him. You know that? The Bible said he was tempted in all points, like we are, yet without sin. He was tempted by drinking. He was tempted by women.
He was tempted by everything that could be tempted by. Everything. Amen. He was tempted. He could be tempted by. He was tempted by everything that we are. He was a man and yet could not put a mark on him. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Give God the glory. Are you glad you got the right kind of mediator? Are you glad that somebody is going before you? He's real tonight, church. He's alive. But you're going to have to follow him. You're going to have to go with him. You can't get ahead of him. Amen. But he said, I'll intervene for you. I'll take care of this. The trouble you in, it's nothing to me. I've done been there. And I'll take you through it. Amen. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Life ought to be a little bit easier for you. Amen. I'll let you know. Amen. That somebody is taking care. Somebody's going before you. Amen. And he didn't ask you to get ahead of him. He said, just follow. Amen. Just follow me. Amen. And wherever he leads, I'll follow. I'll go, Lord. Amen. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. Amen. And I believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Didn't it, brother? If he took our forefathers through, he'll take us through. He bore your sickness. He bore your frustration. He took care of your temptation. I've been tempted before. He said, and I know how it feels, Homer. I know how it feels. Amen. But tonight, church, I believe we got the right kind. But it's up to us if we want to follow. Amen. Amen. Brother Bram says, look, he said, if I was starving and bread, amen, a loaf of bread cost a quarter, I get the quarter. I don't have the bread. But he said, I can press through the mountains, through briar patches, through everything. Why? I got the quarter. Amen. I got the mediator. I can press. I can press to the rapture. I can press the battle now. Why? Because there's one going forward and taking my place. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother.
The Lord. Brother Aaron, can you lead us to that song? We're going to keep pressing on. Is that right? Amen. We're going to keep pressing on. Let's sing it tonight.
I'm going to keep pressing on. On and on and on. Pressing on. I'm going to keep pressing on to the higher calling. Pressing on and on and on, pressing on. I'm gonna keep pressing on to the higher calling of my Lord. Oh, I'm gonna keep pressing on. On and on and on.
say, Satan, we're going to prove you're a lion again. We're going to
press it on.
Glory.
On and on and on.
Press
it on. I'm going to keep pressing on to the higher calling of our Lord.
Amen. What the brother said tonight is nothing but the truth. Are you glad you got the right kind of mediator? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're going to be dismissed real early tonight, so you got Saturday night in front of you. Let's go and meditate on what we heard tonight. He's been there wherever we're at, Brother Terry. He's been there. Praise the Lord. You can be dismissed in the name of the Lord. May God bless you. Remember service in the morning at 11. Let's come back, look into what God would have. Did you appreciate the word of the Lord tonight? Amen.
Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Oh, I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today. Said, Lord, if you please, I rose up shouting and praising victory. Oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Oh, I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today. Healing is mine, healing is mine, healing today is mine. Oh, I told Satan, get thee behind, healing today is mine. Oh, victory is mine, victory is mine. Victory today.